Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Thursday, September 14th. We're talking about some hard market insurance news. A lot of stuff going on out there. Today's episode sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. Earn more overrides, get better service. Connect with Capital. You can go over to theinsurancedream.com, click on services for your agency, and then click on premium financing. It'll connect you with the fine folks over at Capital Premium Financing. You're going to be putting more and more in E&S markets over the next few years here. So if you don't have a good relationship, if you don't have a relationship with any premium finance company, that's a no-brainer. You got to go with Capital. But if you don't have a relationship with a premium finance company that you like, you definitely need to go with Capital. Okay, so on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation, we're going over some hard market news. There's a lot of stuff happening, and we need to know how to talk to our insureds about what is happening. So I want to go through this quick hit list here of what is going on. So homeowners insurance prices, according to a new Policy Genius home insurance study, the prices have gone up 21%. And they're saying, you know, homeowners are left to deal with climate change, a turbulent market, so this is not just happening to you if it is, and having the little tidbits available to talk to your insureds about, that's important. So the vast majority, according to this the study, the key findings, the vast majority of U.S. homeowners are faced with higher insurance premiums at renewal this year. Of the more than 17,000 policies that were renewed with Policy Genius between May 2022 and May 2023, 94% of them were quoted at a higher premium level at renewal compared to 91%, which is still a lot, from the year prior. So basically, everybody is seeing an increase at renewal. So if you're talking to your insureds about it, that's an important stat to know, 94%. Home insurance prices are roughly 35% higher nationally compared to 2 years ago. There's wildfires, tornado-prone states accounting for the largest increases. So where are the rate increases happening? Let's go to that page here. So number one, you guessed it, Florida. Average premium increase, 35%. Good night. Idaho is number two. Average premium increase of 31%. Colorado is number three with a 30%. And then basically we've got South Dakota, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, Alabama, and Nebraska ranging between 25 and 28%. You got Illinois, Arkansas, Utah, Georgia, Iowa, Mississippi. This list keeps on going. New Mexico, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, Michigan. I mean, those are all above 21%. So 94% is the number to know when you're talking to your insureds. A lot of it is due to inflation and supply chain issues. We know that. Cost of residential construction is up 34% since March of 2020. That's a big increase. And it's just not going away anytime soon, unfortunately. Hopefully, the folks at the carrier side of things can help get some relief in sight in some way, shape, or form. Let's talk about personal auto. The claim frequency has actually gone down in the last 20 years. We're filing less personal auto claims today than we were in 2002. Bad news? The claim severity has shot through the roof. Same thing. You look at, you know, property damage liability, where it used to be an average of $96 per claim, I guess this is from the Insurance Research Council, it's up to $150 now. So you've got, you know, a 50% increase. The average collision cost in 2002, $176. Now it's $295. Bodily injury was at $112 in 2002. Now it's at $176. You can see where these numbers are going. It is skyrocketing. So when you get the personal auto claim increase, that is the reason why. Now, the 50 cities where you're most likely to get into a car accident, clearly this is going to be reflective inside the rates. Number one, Atlanta, Georgia. Next, Dallas, Texas. Next, Baltimore, Maryland. Next, Detroit, Michigan, followed by Philadelphia, followed by Memphis, followed by Fresno, California, followed by Houston, Texas, followed by Louisville, Kentucky, followed by Los Angeles. So those are the top 10. Now we can look at the top fatalities. Number one is Memphis. Number two is Detroit. Number three is Tucson, Arizona. Number four, Jacksonville, Florida. Number five, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Number six, Louisville. Number seven, Kansas City, Missouri. Number eight, Dallas, Texas. Number nine, Atlanta, Georgia. Number 10, Tampa. Last stat that I will give you here today is the average years between collision. In Baltimore, Maryland, the average driver gets in a collision once every 4.19 years. In Washington, D.C., it's 4.36 years. Boston, Massachusetts, 4.89. Los Angeles, California, 5.81. And then it goes down to between 6 and 7 years for Oakland, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California, Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas. So if you are operating in those cities, you can expect the biggest rate increases. Everybody else still gets a rate increase. No fun. This has been your 5-Minute Daily Insurance Meditation.